The following podcast contains graphic storytelling and adult situations. Thanks for listening.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Here's something strange. You would never think that we're in quarantine and that things might get a little bit better. But people are telling me they love the body storytelling live stream. The storyteller is right there, up close and personal, and it looks like they're telling the story just to you, beaming into your living room or your bedroom. I know about you guys doing it while you're listening to the stories. Don't think we don't know. And we encourage you. So there. But this time, our theme is Choose Your Own Adventure. It's going to be this Saturday, October 10th. We have stories from erotic artist Nadia Vanilla. She's got a new story on exploring polyamory and having new adventures. We have a story on hypnokink from an erotic hypnotist. What? And then we have a story from comedian Joe Klosik. Joe has this story. This is the story. You are not going to believe this story. So remember, this Saturday, October 10th, ticket links are in the show notes, on our website, and all over social media. I'd love for you to be there. It's so much more fun when the whole community comes together, beamed into each other's houses, sharing stories and community. Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a snapshot of the before times from Seattle storyteller Danielle Stoneham. This past week, I have had so many phone calls with people who want to check out Storytelling for Self-Discovery. It's been mind-blowing. People who might not ever want to get on a stage, but who want to feel listened to, who want to feel connected, and who want to understand their own story. I've been working with storytellers and helping them find their story for going on 14 years now. I'm good at this. I'm not an overly confident person, but I am good at this. And I'd love to help you find your story. When you understand yourself, your choices are easier in life. Plus, it's so much fun to work on it together. So go to my calendar. You'll see it in the show notes. Book a discovery call and let's talk about your story and working together. It's called Storytelling for Self-Discovery. Fall is here, and you're doing all you can to make your home more cozy. You got a pot of something autumn-scented simmering on your stove. Pumpkin spice is everywhere. But nothing sets the mood better than Uber Lube. Lube is the key to maximizing pleasure, whether alone or with a partner. And if you're gonna lubricate, do it with the highest quality, most body-safe ingredients. And that's UberLube. UberLube is a luxurious, high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, body-friendly ingredients. It's just silicone with a little vitamin E. It's great for all kinds of play, vaginal, anal, and oral. I can attest to the oral part. I use it when I give a wet Dixie. UberLube won't stain your clothing or bedding, and any spills can be easily cleaned with detergent and water. There's no flavor or scent, and the bottle's measured pumps allow you to dispense the perfect amount of product every time, even in the dark. It works so well underwater, so rub one out in a warm bath. Just grab your favorite waterproof sex toy and some UberLube. Plus, UberLube is safe and effective to use with condoms, and it's latex compatible. It provides just the right amount of slip while still allowing for skin-on-skin sensations. UberLube won't stain clothing or bedding, and it cleans up easily with detergent and water, so that fancy cashmere throw of yours stays stain-free. I'm such a fan of Uberlube. It offers long-lasting performance when you want it, and right now they're offering Body Storytelling listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use my code DIXIE at uberlube.com. So celebrate fall with a fresh bottle of Uberlube. Remember, 10% off and free shipping. Just use the code DIXIE at uberlube.com. Uberlube, it lets you feel what you want to feel. Want to be part of something I've never offered before? I'm doing a brand new sex and storytelling workshop, and I'd love to work with you. Please sign up for the workshop. It's going to be on Sunday, October 18th, and that's soon. So there's still a spot or two left. You can find the link in the show notes and on social media and on the Body Storytelling website. Oh, it's time for a story. Well, let's talk about who's telling us the story this week. Danielle Stoneham has been on the Body Storytelling stage before in Seattle. You might remember him talking about going to an orgy right after Yom Kippur. Last time he was feeling so scared about all of this that all he said about himself was he had a job. And Dixie couldn't keep a straight face reading that shy little bio out loud. Bios are really funny. Often I'm like, really? Really? That's all you got? You don't have a cat? You don't have anything to talk about? We get inside our own heads. Anyway, I'm digressing. But now he's talking about his poly life. He's left his Eagle Megacore job to work for a funky little startup, and he couldn't be more excited to get back up on the Body stage to tell another story. This storyteller is Danielle Stoneham.
I am here tonight doing one of my favorite things to celebrate on my birthday, which is, of course, talking about sex. The other favorite thing to do on our birthdays, as we've learned from like three different stories tonight, is to have sex. Preferably to throw an orgy. And that's, of course, the story that I want to tell you tonight. Unfortunately, it starts on a difficult note. I remember precisely where I was this time last year. I was shopping. I was buying supplies for the perfect birthday orgy, because we all know that your birthday orgies have to be perfect. We heard from Tanya about all the preparation that's important, the emails, the coordination, and we'd done that coordination. Me and my partner, Leanne, who is a wonderful instigator, had gotten together. We'd invited people, and we had a list of 14, 15 people who were ready to show up for this wonderful sex party. We'd figured out what the menu was going to look like. It's, for example, you don't want foods that will stick to your fingers if you don't want those fingers to go elsewhere. Strawberries, yes. Stinky cheese, no. Crackers, maybe. Doritos, absolutely not. We'd figured out the alcohol to get the right proportions of, you know, people buzzed, but not, you know, losing a little inhibition, but not actually sloppy drunk. You know, we were working out the pieces. But as the Seattleites in the room know, there's one problem with having a birthday orgy in April. And I can hear it around the room right now. This is cold season. Every year, the entirety of Seattle just gets simultaneously and spontaneously sick. And so for the 4 days before the event, I'd been getting message after message from people dropping out one at a time, and our wonderful balanced set of 15 people, new people who we hadn't met before, and old people who were long-term members of the community, all genders and sexualities and different interests, all falling off one at a time. And now, as I had a bottle of champagne in my hand in the grocery store, I realized that the last person had just buzzed me, and we were down to five. Now, I mean, that doesn't sound half bad. But five is a very different feel. When you're 15 people, you can spread out across multiple rooms, people can play with their own partners, they can hang out on the side and watch. At five, there's a little more pressure. And we were getting a little bit worried about whether this was going to be a comfortable dynamic for people. So we sent out messages. Hey, folks, this may not be a sex party. Just come on by, hang out. It's going to be great. We'll, you know, eat cake and chat, and it'll be fun. And, you know, I was sincere. I wanted to hang out with my friends. It's a wonderful way to spend a birthday. But I wouldn't be here tonight if the story didn't change. I began to realize things looked a little bit hopeful when the first guest arrived. That was Mark. And Mark, with his big beard and joyful demeanor, is the person who you really want to kick off your sex party. He is joyfully the sluttiest person I have ever met. He will come to the opening of an envelope twice. He's the one pixel Tetris that, you know, fits the perfect line every time. And once Mark was there, the world began to seem a slightly better place. We got Nicole. Nicole's long silver hair matched the robot stories that she loved to tell. She's our science fiction chanteuse, and she was there to come and liven things up in her special way. And then the last to arrive was Kelly. Kelly carrying her two big duffel bags of toys and drop cloths and costume changes. Kelly had very carefully explained that she wasn't actually interested in having sex that night. She wanted to be a service bottom. She wanted to hang out. She wanted to observe the proceedings and see what happened. And she was a little bit of a wild card, which, again, when we had a large group, seemed like a fine idea. I was also a little nervous because I'd had bad experiences in the past with bringing multiple partners to a sex party, and if they hadn't brought their own partners, then suddenly there was, like, weird push-pull dynamics that I was worried about. And Nicole and I had dated some, and, you know, this would be co-organized with my partner, Leanne, and I was just seeing the possibilities for disaster everywhere. We sat down in the living room. It's two couches facing each other around a little end table. I'd meant to pull out the end table and throw down a mattress to make yet more orgy space, but that didn't seem like it was going to be the thing tonight. So we sat down around the end table and enjoyed our drinks and our cake. And a few minutes later, Kelly slipped into a side room and came out in her corset. She had been experimenting with corset play recently and wanted to see how it fit. Now, I don't know if you've ever put someone in a corset before, but it requires getting a solid grip on their hips so you can sort of pull at the strings. And as we each grabbed her and pulled at the strings, it was clear that Kelly was really enjoying the experience. It was also clear that we were enjoying the experience. And so, as I was pulling at Kelly's corset, tightening it around her hips and watching those curves get ever curvier, Nicole slipped down onto my lap and pulled my pants down. And that's when it became very clear that this was not, in fact, just going to be sipping champagne and eating cake. We pushed the center table out of the way and dug around in Kelly's bags for drop cloths and sheets. And the orgy started. This was a small, fairly intimate event with just really the four of us. Kelly dived into the role of service bottom, and I'm going to say, if you have never had a service bottom at your orgy, you are missing out. Because, say, there I am, pressing into Nicole from behind, and her mouth's down on Mark, and she's getting thirsty. And I'm getting a little dry, and you need lube, and you need water, but you don't want to stop. Service bottom magically shows up with the glass of water and the bottle of lube, and everything was perfect. At one point, Mark and Leanne, who had known each other for years, but had never quite managed to align at the same parties to actually play together, I looked over as Leanne slid herself slowly down onto him, and they looked in each other's eyes and said, "Ah, finally." And you saw a connection happen. Towards the end of the evening, Even Kelly had decided that she wasn't just going to be a service bottom, she was going to participate a little, and she pulled out her trusty vibrator and sat back in the side of the room, buzzing at herself. And the rest of us gathered around her. Leanne on her back and me on top of her, sitting down, looking down on her from the couch. Mark laid down next to her, and Nicole climbed onto him and sort of started rocking herself back and forth. And Kelly looked over at them, then looked at Mark and said, "Can I borrow that mouth for a moment?" And Mark is the sort of hero who said yes. And there is something about that level of excitement that just can set everything together. And it may have taken forever, and it may have just been 30 seconds, but somehow that blissful moment went on and on and on, and suddenly Leanne was coming, watching them, and that set off Kelly, and that set off Nicole. And Kelly fell into Nicole's arms, and we laid there in a pile of fluids and sweat, smiling and laughing at each other. We eventually got ourselves up. Kelly and Mark headed off into the night. Nicole curled up on the couch and fell asleep under a blanket, and Leanne and I wandered back to my room to fall asleep too. The next morning, I dragged myself up, got to kiss each of them, made a pot of coffee, and served them breakfast, watching them curled up in matching bathrobes, and got to feel this wonderful sense of connection, because even if the birthday orgy wasn't the perfect we'd expected, it was a new, transcendent, even better perfect. Thank you.
Ninja Brian, I invited a large number of girls over here for an orgy tonight. But I have to say, the responses thus far haven't been exactly what I'd hoped for.
Stacy had a headache, Jenny was in jail. Brenda had to work late, Kate was getting Jenny's bail. Angela got scurvy, Ashley caught a cold. Sally's dad exploded, that's what I was told. Michelle had to play checkers, Dan was baking pies. Wendy's dad exploded too, that might have been a lie. Pam had frisbee lessons, Stella had ballet. But I can have one anyway. So dim the lights, the lights. Move my tights, yeah. Nobody showed, but I'm gonna have some fun. Let's get this party started, it's an orgy for one. It's me and my hand, and it's hotter than the sun. So break out the tissues, it's an orgy for one. I'm working on my issues in an orgy for one.
Margaret's cap is nauseous, Steve was not invited because he was a guy.
Claire was parasailing, Brooke said she was in space. But it doesn't matter cause I'm rounding second base. All through
nights,
tonight,
my grass
is tight. Oh,
beating so hard you'd think I was a drum.
Celebration, it's an orgy for one. Orgy for one. Orgy for one.
That song was Orgy for One by Ninja Sex Party. I've been trying out this new product for stronger orgasms, and wow! Isn't it great to learn new things about your body? Let me tell you about the Intensity by Pour Moi. It's a sexual health and stimulation device that every vulva haver needs. It combines pelvic floor health and, with both internal and external vibration, delivers a powerful orgasm. A lot of people might be tempted to call it a vibrator, but it's actually much, much more. It tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles and your vagina. It's scientifically proven that a stronger pelvic floor can lead to stronger orgasms, and Intensity by Pour Moi from In Control Medical gives you that strength. It's like a trip to the gym for your pelvic floor. You know, life happens, and the natural process of childbirth, aging, and high-impact exercises can take a toll on the health of the muscles that surround the vagina, causing them to stretch and lose tone and tightness over time. Most people know Kegel exercises are important, but Intensity does them better by automatically exercising the muscles of the pelvic floor for you. You can naturally rejuvenate the vagina by tightening and toning the pelvic floor muscles for more intense orgasms. Intensity lets you balance feeling good with working hard. Not only will Intensity teach you how a properly performed Kegel feels, it also has a vibrating component for your pleasure. And right now, Pour Moi is offering Body Storytelling podcast listeners $25 off the Intensity when you go to pourmoi.com and enter the code DIXIE at checkout. That's $25 off when you go to pourmoi.com. That means for me. And be sure to use promo code Dixie. Intensity's Pour Moi from In Control Medical. It's the one device that every woman needs. It's Kegels with a kick. The other day, someone on Twitter made an appeal to influencers, people who had really large followings. And they said, body storytelling has been hit really hard by COVID, and anything you could do to boost the signal would mean a lot to our community because it's such a powerful resource and we want to keep it alive. I'm pretty dumbfounded by that. I am so grateful to that person, but I can tell you the ongoing way, the way that this show is still alive, even as we're in month eight. Is this month eight? I can't tell. It feels like this year has gone on for 14 years. The way to keep this show going is to support us on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/body and support us, anything helps. But if you support us at the $10 a month level or up, you are going to get free live stream tickets. You're going to get the live stream replay, which only lives on Patreon. You're going to get ad-free podcast episodes, interviews with sex-positive luminaries and kinksters, and so much more. I have some brand new rewards planned because if you support Body, I want to give you something powerful in return. And I know you like stories, so I'm working to give you even more. So go to patreon.com/body, and thanks for your support. That's the end of our time together for this week. But before I go, I want to say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. Thank you to sound engineer, David Grossoff. Thank you to video archivist, Joe Moore. Thank you to Donal Mooney for our beautiful pre-show videos that are part of the live stream every 2 weeks now. Thank you so much to the team that is keeping us going. Your talents make this thing possible. And thank you to you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling your friends. Thank you for reviewing us wherever you review podcasts. It means a lot. People value your opinion. Your word of mouth means everything. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 144 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.